Hi everybody, continue with Tikkuna Zohar. I'm teaching from Matok Midvash. I'm going to read first the Aramaic to connect to it again. Bereshit bet reshit nekuda bechala v'ayin nekuda im machshava stima. Hadaka hi Eliyahu is the man like a bed Rabbi Shimon. Amar le Rebbe Rebbe. V'abed tikha hi. Im ken b'ma hi machshava stima ba. Ela berish ormanuta de Malka. Butzina de kardinuta. Kad bandit beshikha. האם נקודה נפיק מן הקו, סתים נתוזה עם מחשבה ככוונה דה, מם. כדמידה היא מם, סתימה, וכד התפשט קו, דה יו וו, מן המידה היא התפתחת ותדעת בית, ודה בראשית בית, ראשית נקודה בהחלה. And of course, is it the fifth תיקון of תיקוני הזוהר, there's 70 תיקונים, and we are here to explain, of course, the word בראשית, as we do every time. So בראשית, נותריקן בית ראשית. If you take the word Bereshit, meaning in the beginning, which is the first words of the Torah, the five books of Moses, the first book of the five books of Moses. What you're going to get? You're going to get Bet Reshit, the letter Bet, and then Reshit. Reshit means the beginning. Dainu nekuda bechala, meaning a dot within the chamber. But what does that mean? Reshit I achokma she'i yud. Reshit, what is Reshit? What is Reshit mean? The beginning, but what does it mean? Iya chokhmah, we call it chokhmah in Kabbalah, which is Yud. Why is chokhmah Yud? Because if you take the four letters of the name of God, the Tetzach Gamata, the Yud Kevavkei, Yud is chokhmah, E is Bina, Vav Zeran Pin, E is Malchut. V'ine kudah umulbeshet bebina. Where is that manifest? Because in Kabbalah there is light and there is levushim, clothing. What is the clothing of chokhmah? Bina. She'i bet. So now, what is dressing that energy that called chokhmah? The letter bet. Ki habet shel bereshit idgusha. Tell us, matok midvash, because the way you pronounce the letter bet, you more emphasize bereshit. It's not bereshit, bereshit. So the idgusha, mefresh. Vayi nekuda hi machshava stima. So where is the chokhmah in the be? The chokhmah is not revealed to the eyes. It's the energy that comes before the letter bet. You get it? So before the letter bet, you have energy. So what is the bet? Is the bina that holding the energy that is exist. Edachia Eliyahu is the man legabe. We studied it last time from the Sulam, from the Malot Sulam Rabbanan. Now we're teaching it from Matok Midvash. Eliyahu Navi arrived. All this taking a place where? In the cave in the Pekin. The cave in the Pekin, who's come to visit Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar? Only Eliyahu Navi, some say Achiyah Sheloni, and Moshe Rabbeinu. For that reason, whoever read Tikkuni Azor, they're mesugal, it's tremendous. It's the man like Rabbi Shimon. Balak shot al dvarav. He came to make it difficult for Rabbi Shimon. And of course you're asking, why does he have to make it difficult? Is it not enough that Rabbi Shimon is in the cave and in the problem and no food and running from the Roman? It's so beautiful, you know. When you love somebody, sometimes you're causing them a certain problem and you create argument that they don't even know what problem they are in. But the truth of the matter is, Rabbi Shimon was never in a problem. When you elevate your spirit to such a level, you don't even know that your body is suffering. Those of you who know Rav Zusha's story and all this and that. So you'd say, what was the kushya? Amar le Rabbi Shimon kara Rabbi. First, the way Eliyahu Navi was talking to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he called him my teacher, Rabbi. Can you imagine Eliyahu Navi, Elisha the prophet, calling Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi? Va'bet tichayu, od bet tocha meruach echad. He said, you said that the bet is basically stimite, meaning there is no way that it can reveal the light that is chokhmah. And because of it, it has to be otstima. The letter represents, what is the letter? They are merkavot, they are chariot that carry the energy within it. That's why when you speak, your words is not the point, is what you meant. If what you meant is very positive, and then the words come with that, then it's going to be good. Because that's the words is positive and the energy is positive. Some people have negative energy and positive word. Those words will not make an effect. Some people have bad words but positive energy. That also has no meaning. You have to first fix your intention, something people cannot see, and then put it into words, because those words have become merkavot, they carry the energy. So here it's a אליהו הנביא סתור רבי שמעון, בית פתוחה, but you said it's סתימה, because חוכמה it's סתימה, the light of wisdom, the חוכמה, is סתום, is concealed, but we know that the first letter of the בראשית is בית. Now the way you shape the letter בית, if you put the ink, is open on one side, it's closed three level, but the left side is open. אם כן במה היא מחשבה סתימה, why you saying it's concealed and it's that רבי שמעון בא? רוצה לומר, איך תהיה החוכמה סתומה בה? How can you say that the light of wisdom is concealed within the letter bet, which is bina? How can you say that? It's open. One line of the letter bet is open. ואליהו מתרצה בעצמו וכאמר. And actually, אליהו הנביא asked רבי שמעון the question. And he's actually answering the, if I'm understanding it correct. And אליהו הנביא also answering his own question. Let me see the Aramaic. אם כן, מה היא מחשבה סתומה? He answering his own question. ואליהו מתרצה בעצמו וכאמר, אלא ברשמו אורמנותה דמלכה. בתחילה אקח הרימון ורשות מהקדוש ברוך הוא שאוכל לפרס סוד זה. So I'm asking you a question and I also want to answer that question. What's the point here? מה הנקודה? What's the idea? When people meet people that get excited about something and study, you get excited to give them the answer. You get excited to study with them. There is a joy that we cannot even explain. So Eliyahu Navi, Elijah the prophet, was an angel, come to Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai, said to him, hey, how come you said it's Tima when it's a bet megula? Which means he agreed with Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai, but he wanted to make it Rabbi Shimon more right than Rabbi Shimon is. And for that reason, he gave him also the answer. But before he gave the answer, what did he say? I have to ask permission from God. I want to give you the answer, but I have to ask permission from God. לפרט זאת זה שהוא מופלא וגנוז. I have to reveal that to you, because this is a wonder and it's concealed. הוא מקדים. כי בוצינה דקרדינותה. What is בוצינה דקרדינותה? בוצינה mean light. קרדינותה mean when you hit something, let's say if I hit a hammer on the rock, there is a spark that come out. So that's physically what means בוצינה דקרדינותה. But we don't talk about physical things here. What is בוצינה דקרדינותה? Said to us מתוק מנבש, הגבורה דעתיק. We know there is something called עתיק יומין. We don't fully understand that, but there is something called עתיק related to קטר. Yes, there is עתיק יומין. Okay, עתיק הקדישה. Then אצילות וכו' וכו'. גבורה דעתיק. So the first gvura, if you take the first parzuf, the first system is atik. In that system, there is gvura. Amulbeshet bemem stima darich anpin. Where is that gvura going? It's mulbash. It's up to, as I said before, clothing. It's called mem stimia. How do you look at mem? Those of you know the Hebrew letter. There is mem patiach, regular mem, and there is mem sagur. Mem sagur is like look like square, and that square it's mem, but you put it in the end of the letter. Before the golden calf, the sin. It was 27 letters to the Hebrew letter, but we lost 5. We have 22. What was the 5 letter we lost? It's called Mantzapach. Mantzapach is the 5 final Hebrew letter. Mem Sofit, last Mem. Nun Sofit, last Nun. Tzadik Sofit, last Tzadik. Pei Sofit, last when you write Pei in the end of the word. And Kaf in the end. So if you take the letter Mem, it looks like a square. המלובשת במם סופית, דאריך אנפין. So how do you take the גבורה of a tick? What is it dressed with? It go to the מם סופית. This is what holding it. קד מדיד משיכה. כשמדד במידה, כמה שפע להשפיע, שיכול להיות אותו לסבלו. Why you have to lock it in something look like square? So we will be able to handle that light because think about it. If the whole blessing will come in one shot, it's no longer a blessing. You cannot handle all the blessing. If I'm going to pour on you all the blessing that you're supposed to receive this lifetime, next lifetime, everything on you, לא יכול לסובלו, you cannot handle it. אז האי נקודה החוכמה דה אריך אנפין, נפיק מינה. So what happened? The חוכמה, the level of חוכמה that we keep talking about it, נפיק מינה, קו יצא מבינה בקו המידה, ניצול של גבורה, צא מגבורה דתיק ונתלבש ונגז במיועד לבינה. Then that light that coming from above is going to חוכמה, and it dressing within בינה, like we say before the letter בראשית, okay? What is Bina? Where is it? Left column. Left column represents all the Gvurot, but not the Gvurot of below only, the first Gvurot that come from above. So now, there is a line, try to imagine that there is a line, not physical, line of light, coming from Gvurah of Atik, that we call it light of wisdom, and that's going to Bina. And it's capturing that machine and that filter that it will give us enough light that we can handle. Because if we take the word Bereshit before the letter Bet, we cannot handle that light. So the letter Bet of Bereshit is almost like filtering all the light that it will come a certain amount of light, which will be enough for us, that we can handle. The Satim Ha'i Machshava, Ha'i Gevurot. Tell us, Matok Midvash, and this is block the Machshava, the thought, but it doesn't mean a thought. Machshava. אי גבורות, this is the five גבורות, five judgment. שניצוץ הזה היה קודם יציאתו סותם את המוחה, ואז המם סופית, היה כגוונה דה מם, היינו סמך סתומה. So, in the beginning, it was total block. In the beginning, so that light will not come down to crush us. מפרש יותר בקדניה, קודם שיצא ניצוץ, אית מם סתמה, היה מם סופית סגור בכל צד כמו סדך סתומה. In the beginning, before the light came down, before the tikkunim, before everything that take a place, the letter mem in the beginning block all the light that can come out. וכאן פשוט קו דאימה ומן המידה. And it was spreading a line. How is a line look like? Like the letter וו. להתפשט, ויצא ניצוץ מהגבורה דעתיק. And that light came from גבורה of עתיק. Okay? שבתוך מם סופית, ושם היה מבחינת עוד וו, שהיא כן וו. So that light that comes from above, from a place called Atik, which is a place that there is no limitation, it went in through the mem, it went in through that mem סופית, a block, trying to think of it like a box. היא התפתחת, עשה מחסתומה ודדית בה, ונעשה עוד בית. Now what happened? You take the letter mem and you break an opening there, so that will be mashpia, that will be influence the rest of the world. What do you do when you cut one wall of the letter mem? You get bet. So the letter bet, if you look at the letter bet, those of you know the shape, it's a mem without the block there. ודה בראשית, now say Eliyahu Navi, in the name of God to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's our בראשית. You want to know the name בראשית? Say Eliyahu Navi. Of course, no problem. The bet is was a mem that become a bet. שהנה תורכן בת ראשית. הבת הוא המם הנקרא ראשית. You want to know what was the bet before? It was mem. So it's almost like we're saying bet was Reshit Mem, Bereshit. It was, Bet was first Mem, but we have to be Mashpia some light with a certain limitation so it doesn't burn us. נקודה בהיכלה, היינו הקף שהוא הניצוץ שהיה כן הנקודה, במם סופית שהוא היכלו. שאין אליהו נביא, so this light that coming from גבורה דעתיק, all the way, capturing the Mem, then create an opening so we can enjoy that. וכד האם הם סתמיה המם סופית, יהיו מם רבתה. על זה רומזת הסמך הגדולה, שבפסוק הוא למרבה המשרה. יצא, דריזה פסוק, אין ישעיהו. הפסוק ישעיהו, אין איזיה. There's a weird thing that's happening there. אין ישעיהו. ישעיהו, chapter 9, verse 6. דריזה ישעיהו, and there is a weird thing that's happening there. What's a weird? That all of a sudden there is a mem sofit, like mem that's supposed to appear in the end of the words, appear in the middle. And we know Yeshayahu, Isaiah was a prophet. Why would he put it in the middle? Ulemarbe amisra. אוקיי? By the way, those of you want to know, said to us, מתוק מדבש, למרבה בגימטריה עזר או זרע. באו אחל זרע זרין את תיקון הדילה, משרה בבקינת התיקון, עם התיות והמילה, ודם מם רבתי. It tells us this פסוק of ישעיהו, just before we going in to explain, it's a פסוק with סגולות. It's have a lot of power in it, those of you saying it. Remember, Isaiah 9 verse 6. So in the middle of the words, they put the letter mems of it. Doesn't make sense. ולמרבה, supposed to be regular mem. לכתובה, סמך סתומה. You have to write it סתום. You have to write it square. Doesn't make sense. ואת עבדת עסקה. ונעשה שם כן טבעת מרובעת. When you look at it, it looks like a ring. Look like a ring. The ring looks like square. ורוצה לומר שהמם סופית נחלק לדלת מוחין. The mem, if you look at it, is as for a wall. חוכמה ובינה וחסד וגבורה. והם קניין דלת ווים. You have to meditate when you look at that square, it's four וו. ומתחברים ונעשים סמך סתומה, they look like סמך, you know, or mem סופית. ומגינה את מה שאומר החתן לגבי קלה, תהי לי מקודשת בטבעת זו. And also when people get married, they have to buy a ring that look like square, it look like the letter mem. They have to think, the חתן, when he give the טבעת, he has to give a mem to the קלה. Why? שרוצורתם מם. רוצה לומר שזו הייתה קידושים הראשונים שהייתה בעולם האצילות. The reason he give mem, he tried to tell her, I'm not marry you, why does he give her bet? Said, no, I marry you like the original mem, like be'echala. I'm giving you echala, kala, not going to the details. So you, I'm giving you the original light that I want to give you. שהכתר, דעריך עד פין, שהוא בחינת זכר, מתייחד עם המם, שהוא בחינת נקבה אליו. So when the chatan give the ring, there is no point for the kala to give it to the man. I mean, people like to do it, but I'm sorry to disappoint you. Save some money, you don't have to give it to the man. Only a man gives to the woman, because the man is Zachar, is a male, is giving the light of Keter, which is a male light, or Chochmah, and give it to Bina, which is a Nukva, which is Nekeva. And through the Nekeva, if the man meditate, she getting all the light all the way from Atzilut, from Atika. The original light is tremendous. Doing the Chuppah, tremendous, tremendous. Those of you who didn't do Chuppah right, it's always good if the rabbi agree to do it again, so you can do this Kavanot. כדי להתחיל תיקון העולמות, ואז עדיין המם סופית היה בסוד טבעת כאין סדר סתומה. And before that, as we know, before בראשית, it was all concealed. בנת מר לסוד דיווק זה, דקטר ומם סופית, חוטרה בגולמה, סוד התפשטות היסוד דקטר, בעלם שהוא כאין מטה, והוא עדיין כגולם בלי צורה. It's to show that when he give the ring, he give her a light to his wife without shape, without nothing. She will make something out of it. נעוץ באוסקה, היה נעוץ ביסוד דמם סופית שהוא כאין טבעת כנל. והיא לא חיבר ולא סומק ולא הוקם ולא ירוק ולא גם וגם. כי בחוכמה בינה וחסד גבוהות האצילות אפשר לייחס גוונים הללו. אבל לא במקום גבוה ומזה. And it's not supposed to be special ring. Why it's not supposed to be a ring, a diamond and all this and that? Because in עולם האצילות, in the עולם העתיקה, there is no shape. There is no צבעים, there is no color, there is nothing going on there. There is nothing happening there. So less is more. When you give the ring, it has to be less. Less. Because if you more physicality, it doesn't happen. וכעד התפשט להנערה, וכשעשה עוד יוד מהאוויר, שהוא סוד יוד אבא, when you take the letter יוד from the word אוויר, what do you get? You get אור, right? What is the יוד? יוד is אבא, חוכמה. וכן הניצוץ יצא ממם סופית. When you get the בסוד אימא, אז היא התעבדת גבנין להנערה, רצו לומר כבר לבריר ברוכים שלא מכנו את גבנין שהיו לתחתונים. Then, you can actually talk about גבנין. There is no color after this. For that reason, בראשית ברא, אלוקים את השמיים והארץ. Then you have שמיים, הארץ וכו' וכו'. But what happened before the letter bet? It was mem first. So it will be concealed, and that's why, you know, before the bet, before all of it, before the tzimtzumim, it was all the chokmah was captured within the mem. I think it's a tremendous limud, and I hope it finds you well. Thank you. Toda rabah.